Woo!
Hey guys, I'm Randy Rainbow, and you're listening to The Dana Cortez Show. Podcast. Love it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Welcome to The Dana Cortez Show. This is 3-on-1 with Ty Dolla $ign.
Yay! Yeah. Hey.
Dolla $ign!
How you feeling today, sir? You feeling good today?
I'm feeling great. How about you?
I'm feeling well. But I know that, you know, I mean, you do this, of course, out of the kindness of your heart. You've got a project coming out, but I'm sure you get tired like any other human being, answering the same questions, going over the same thing. I mean, do you get a little frustrated sometimes, or are you like, you know what, it's just another day in my life?
Really, it's a part of the work, and I do what I love, so I'm happy to be here and thankful for you guys and thankful for everyone out there watching.
What are you eating right now?
That's all. I don't care about your food.
I know. It looks delicious.
You wish you could ask them it is.
We haven't had lunch
and we barely had anything for breakfast. So, yes. What are you eating?
This is called Breakfast by Salt's Cure. But don't tell nobody about it, though, because I ain't trying to blow up the spot. You feel me?
Trying to have a 30-minute wait just to get your food, right?
So before we get into the music and everything, I have a question to ask you, because of course, you know, before you talk to somebody, we've spoken to you before, but I feel like this is more of an in-depth conversation. I started reading about you and I didn't know that your father was in the group Lakeside. Let me say something real quick. My grandmother, you know, listened to Lakeside. My mother grew up listening to Lakeside. For African-American and Chicano communities, Lakeside is legendary. It is a legendary group. So did your father influence you? Did the music from Lakeside influence you? And did he help you when it comes to music as well?
Yeah, my father definitely influenced me. I watched him and all of his boys do music, and I always like wanted to grab his attention. You know what I mean? Okay. So I started doing music, and it's just been in me ever since. But really, I feel like it comes from God. God always puts words in my head and melodies in my heart, and I give it back to the people. So, you know,
I want to mention Lakeside for those of you who might not know, because it's not a group that was played on the radio a lot. You know, back in the day, African-American, that kind of music wasn't really played on regular radio. But if you remember, there was an old song that Coolio did. He sampled Lakeside, Fantastic Voyage.
Oh,
so just for anybody out there that doesn't know.
I got a question. Does your daughter have the same curiosity that you kind of had with your father growing up? Does your daughter have the same with you?
She's completely opposite. She's not into doing music at all. She's more into sports, which I'm completely not into. And, you know, she supports me and I support her.
Did you not play any sports growing up at all? Nothing?
I played baseball for a while. I played football a little bit in high school, like ninth grade, until I got like knocked out of my misery, and then I didn't want to go back. I felt like it was gonna fuck up my music. I played basketball for a while, even though I suck. And one time in this gym, and this one guy's running, you know, towards me, and I try to block the ball. My fucking thumb gets caught onto his shirt and goes all the way back. I'm like, I'm not fucking like, I need to play bass. I need to play keys. I need to do what I love.
Doing all this.
It's not my vibe.
I was going to say, these two have talked about sports just like you do. I've heard both of them. Anthony A. saying, I was big when I was young. And then as I got older, I stopped growing. And you said, too, you got hit. You were a quarterback. You're like, I'm done. You quit.
Done. I knew that I wanted to be a DJ. I wasn't going to be an NFL quarterback. No, not at all.
One thing we can do is some push-ups, though.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey. Bah, bah, bah.
If you remember our 1-on-1 interview last time, a couple months back, we did some push-ups. And I'm no longer allowed to do interviews by myself. So it was worth it, bro.
That's why we're sitting here now.
Do you realize how jealous I am of this man right now? He's enjoying lunch, enjoying some very good marijuana. All right.
And we're just sitting here starving.
Yes.
No, seriously. All right.
No, but I wanted to ask you a question. Okay, so I recently watched your episode.
You guys want me to Postmates you some shit? Like, Addy, and I got you.
Hey, I'm
going to turn that down, Ty. I won't turn that down.
I got you for sure.
All right. So, but I recently watched Song Exploder on Netflix, which is super dope. I just saw it this weekend. I saw your episode with LA. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about, because I didn't know like that your album was called Free TC, because your brother is actually in jail. And I wanted to know, is there any chance of him getting out? Like, you guys kind of left that open. Is there anything that we can do to help him get out of jail?
I mean, with God, there's always a chance. You know what I mean? All you got to do is never give up and keep on working at it. So we're working at it. We got a cool team behind us. And, you know, God willing, he'll be home soon.
Well, I know that a lot of people have been working toward reforming the criminal justice system. And as someone who grew up with family locked into that, you know, once you get in, it's very difficult to get out. There's so many rules, I think, that hold, especially brown and black men to a different standard. And so we're big proponents of trying to move the system forward and changing it. What's been done is not enough. This is just the very beginning of a very long process fight for.
I agree for sure. And like I say, let's just keep on working together, you know, to change the world.
Absolutely.
And on the album, there's a song on there, it's Still Free TC. Is that giving us an update on your brother's situation?
Exactly. I got to talk to him the other day, and you know, we just recorded that literally days ago. And
wow,
he did the intro, he did the middle, you know what I mean, of the album, and the conclusion, you know what I mean, right after your turn before Ego Death. So it's always good to connect with my brother and have him involved on anything that I'm doing. And his greatness is my greatness. So, you know, we stick together, and like I said, free TC until he's home.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
So speaking of your album, you got a ton of features on there. Is there anybody who you didn't get a feature from that you wish you would have gotten one from?
I'm happy. I got all the, you know, I got a dream team on my album.
For real.
Most importantly, my favorite feature has got to be that guy, Ty Dolla $ign, man. He came
through.
He's always coming through on everybody's projects and everybody's singles, but I was finally able to get some time from him set aside to go in on his own album. So shout out to that man, and much respect and much success.
Well, a lot of people might not know that you've been writing and you've written for some of the most influential artists in the world. Let's talk about Rihanna. You've written for Rihanna, who, in my opinion, is one of my favorite artists. Do you talk to her? Because we would like to know when she's going to release something too.
I haven't talked to her in a while, but I'm sure she's cooking up something crazy. I know some of my friends have told me they've been in the studio with her and they got some crazy shit. So I can't wait for her project either.
So you would work with her in the future? Is that someone that you enjoyed working with?
Yeah, she's super chill, super cool. Great energy. So I would love to get back in the studio for sure and come with some heat.
Well, Ty Dolla $ign fans and Rihanna fans sure would like that.
I would never be upset at that at all. And another, I'm a big fan of Post Malone, and you and him recently released Spicy on the album. And I feel like, is there a special connection between you and Post Malone? Because anytime you guys come together, the vibe is just right. And I mean, is there, like, do you feel something different when you record with him or when you produce records with him?
I love Posty, man. And like, one thing that I love about him, of course, is that he's a real musician. He's not just like one of these regular rapper dudes. Like, right. He'll definitely pick up the guitar. He'll hop on the piano, hop on the bass, whatever you want to do, you know, to come up with, you know, a song. And he's been blessed to have number one after number one after number one. And we going for it again with Spicy. Shout out to everybody out there that's already been streaming the shit out of it, and let's get it to number one.
I got a follow up to that, because you touched on something. You said his rap skills and he's not afraid to pick up a guitar. But if you ask certain people within hip hop, they would label him as a cultural appropriator. And I don't believe so. I think he's just a very talented musician. And obviously you recorded them, so there's a friendship there. Do you hear those comments about him too?
I mean, he's talked to us personally about that. He feels hurt, I think, more than anything. He wasn't really defensive about it. He felt like a deep sense of sorrow that anybody would accuse him of that. So how do you feel about his music and the way that certain people perceive him?
I think people say anything when they don't know you. You know what I mean? They don't know the energy, the love, the time. None of that shit that goes on behind the scenes when we're doing these records. And you may look at somebody and be like, oh, he's just that. But you don't know. And like I said, that man is super talented. Freestyles, raps, sings, plays all the instruments. Like, he's it, you know? I've heard people say shit about me. Underrated, this, that. He sounds like this guy. He sounds like that. you don't know me yet. And there's luckily, I'm still here and I still got time to show you, you know, and same way about posts, you know, I'm sure, you know, with time, you'll get to see the depths of how far we go into this music shit. You know what I'm saying?
I love that you respect him like that because you yourself are that type of musician. So, you know, I feel like that's why you feel that way because of your
lots of respect for him. He's the only guy that fucking took like 6 months to send back his verse for Future and Ty Dolla $ign. But, you know, it's perfection in the end. So shout out to Post.
6 months, it better be. Dang.
So we know a lot about Ty. We know that you're an amazing musician, a great rapper, great singer. We know that you like salads. We know you like to smoke marijuana. We know that you don't enjoy sports. What does Ty Dolla $ign do when he's not doing all those other things?
I'm with my lady. I'm with my daughter. And we're doing something super fun, you know, just hanging out, enjoying life.
Dang. You know who else has a lady and a daughter, Ty? My good friend DJ Automatic. This is actually his wife, Dana.
This is my wife, actually.
Yeah, we're married.
Now,
we have
I feel
a
bad for Dana because Otto hasn't taken her on a date in a while.
Oh, here we go.
Now, you're.
So I literally took her to Mexico this weekend. We were working. She went to Mexico this weekend with me.
So
I DJed in Mexico. She went. Is that not a date?
That's not a date. We were working. So go ahead, Anthony.
Ty, during everything going on and you're treating your lady, what's a good date night for you and your lady?
We have many different bomb date nights. It doesn't matter. Right. It doesn't matter where it is, as long as we're together. That's all I care about. So
thank you, Ty.
Do you plan date night or do you guys just hang out?
We didn't get to Mexico on accident.
Ty, is this a date? He got booked for a DJ gig.
We definitely plan them. Sometimes they're spontaneous. You know, it happens different every time, just like a song, you know?
Thank you very much. Thank you. You need a plan or be spontaneous. Do something. It's been two years.
All right.
And as a girl dad, like, how does it feel to be, you know, a father to a young girl right now who you know is going to be a woman? Do you feel like the world is moving in the right direction? We have a lot going on politically. I'm the first Latina female in the country to have a nationally syndicated morning show.
Wow, and congratulations,
it's great, but it's also hard. It's not for a lack of talent. It's a lack of opportunity for women. We just talked about, you know, reforming the political system. I also think there needs to be more in discussion. We talk about women, equal rights, not women's rights, where we're treated equally. Do you feel as a girl dad differently about women now?
I know that it's been different for women, you know, and I definitely have so much respect for the women out there. Especially the ones that, you know, are doing it by themselves. That's why I made that song on my album featuring Janae. And I definitely felt like it was time to talk about it more and to celebrate you guys more. So it's definitely a big thing. And being a dad is the most amazing accomplishment for sure in my life. And my daughter is, she for sure makes me proud every day. Recently, I just got her report card. She has 3 A's, 3 B's, and she's killing it. And it's been different because everything's been on Zoom, but she's still focused and proud of you, baby girl.
Oh, I love that.
How is Ty Dolla $ign the homeschool teacher?
Because that's the world we live in, bro.
I love it.
That's it.
Oh, I know this is not the greatest follow-up to that last question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Where did you get the term boogawoof from?
Oh, man.
I've always wondered where that came from. I've heard the term before you said it, but this guy used to say it that he made it up.
Booger wolf is an old term in the Urban Dictionary, which basically means someone not as good looking as Ty Dolla $ign. You know, and it's pretty.
I was going
to say,
a long time ago, I grew up in the South, and I would hear that term a lot, like in our neighborhood and stuff. It was something that.
It's an old term. I didn't make it up for sure.
Yeah.
To shift it back to the current album featuring Ty Dolla $ign, I know over the summer we were talking about the one before, the Dreamhouse one. Did that project completely get scrapped and we're just onto this one right now? Because I noticed we have the Ego Death on this album. And over the summer, I thought it was going to be on the last one. Decision behind that, Ty?
I decided to make featuring Ty Dolla $ign. You know, Dreamhouse may still come. You know, maybe I may even drop it before the end of the year, but right now I wanted to give the people featuring Ty Dolla $ign. I felt it was what the people deserve. I know I definitely deserved the Ty Dolla $ign feature after all this featuring that Ty Dolla $ign did for everybody else. So, you know, shout out to that man for making time for me.
I just thought it was a brilliant move because now on the digital streaming platforms, you're going to get looks on all these other artists' pages. And I just think it was a great idea to do what you guys did with this project. And I'm excited. And I really love the one with you and Kid Cudi, man.
Oh, thank you so much. And shout out to Cudi, man. He's always been one of my favorite artists. And it was dope to connect in the studio and kill that one together. Shout out Skrillex and Hit-Boy as well for the production.
I want to thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on your latest project. As usual, I feel like there are a multitude of hits on this. I don't think you need our congratulations or best of luck, but we wish you well. And we can't
definitely need it. And thank you so much. And it's definitely appreciated.
And we can't wait to sit down with you and enjoy a salad in person when it's safe together.
Maybe some good stuff in person.
Wait, man.
Ty, before we leave, they are kicking off season 2 of Versus. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on between T.I. and Jeezy, but I mean,
who would top 3 people you want to join on a Versus against you? Who would you want? Or not even against, right? Yeah. Now, I think we're showcasing each other. We're lifting each other up. Top 3 people you're calling out for Versus.
Calling out for Versus? I don't know, man, if I want to do a Versus. But if I did, I would probably do it. Ty Dolla $ign against featuring Ty Dolla $ign, you know? Because Ty he got a lot of records by himself, and he got a lot of records, you know, that he featured.
We should be in politics. That spin was good. That spin was good, man.
This guy.
Thank you for your time. Best of luck on everything. Can't wait till we can all get together back in person. Lucy Foss, man, love and light.
Thank you so much. Much love.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. I like to say one confession here inside the Dana Cortez Show is a safe space. You call us right now, 833-DANA-SHOW. You confess anything you want. You get that one call, 1 minute, and absolutely no judgment. Listen to this confession right here.
My friend has a huge issue. She hates her engagement ring. She dropped every hint, every clue, and somehow his ears were not working, his eyes were not working, and he totally missed. The thing is just ugly. There's no other way to put it. She needs to know. We need to know. Should she say something?
Woo, guys. That one right there probably pierces you in the heart because men are the ones that buy the engagement ring. Obviously, this man surprised his fiance, but it's a surprise to her because she tried telling him, this is what I like, and he went with something completely different. Well, she dropped hints. She dropped clues. She probably put a photo under his pillow, and the man didn't get it right.
Maybe that's all he could afford.
It's not about the afford automatic. It's the fact that she said it's ugly. She didn't say it was cheap. Don't put words into that woman's mouth. She said it's ugly. There's no other way around
it. That's what my question was going to be. You can spend a lot of money and still have an ugly ring, right?
That's right. Damn. I've seen some ugly, expensive engagement rings. It's a matter of taste.
To answer the lady's question, I think she should tell. But to be honest, as a man who I think I have taste, okay? And it would hurt my feelings
in
a little.
In your Body of Boys t-shirt, you're saying,
dude,
you have to.
You know what? Hey, Mr. Jean Shorts over here. I'm not talking to you.
I don't wear jean shorts.
Let's talk about talk about the emeralds you bought Dana. Jewelry you guys are talking about. Anyway, I think she should, but be sensitive because it's probably going to crush his ego.
I was going to say, Anthony A. dresses like a modern day cholo. He'd probably get her the teardrop engagement ring.
Right. I know. Say what you want, but I had Crocs on before Bad Bunny. So whatever.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
Automatic, seriously, you know, you didn't get me a ring when you proposed, which I didn't care about. We ended up going and getting a ring
later. Well,
I didn't
even think of proposing when I proposed. It just came to me at the moment.
But it wasn't something I didn't even ask for a ring.
No, and then we went together and we got a ring together. Dana picked out a ring. And then when we'd been married for, how many years was it?
10 years.
10 years, we replaced her ring with a new, better version of the ring. But I will say this. So Dana always wears the stuff that we choose together. But Anthony knows because I just told him this. I bought her a couple different things. I bought her some diamonds. I bought her some emeralds that I chose on my own. And I feel like she never wears them.
Ugh. Well, I mean, you see me every day. You should know my taste. I will say, though, everything
you've
gotten me,
are you saying you don't like them?
No, everything you've gotten me, I love. You keep talking about the emerald ring. That is a cocktail ring. Let me explain something. It's ostentatious.
I don't even know what that means.
Exactly. He don't even know. It's a giant freaking ring. It's gaudy. It's a big, that's a woman's ring.
Ostentatious.
But you can't wear an ostentatious ring every day.
She got to use words. That lady got to use words like that. to protect her. Okay, that's a nice, that's a polite way to put that. You know what I'm saying?
So I love the ring automatic. If you noticed, I wore it as I officiated your brother, my brother-in-law's wedding. It is that kind of ring. You wear it, you pull it out once in a while. It's not an everyday ring. So
I would
thank
wear it
you.
Every day if I was you. Because well, I spent a lot of money on that
it
thing.
It kind of looks like Amigo's ring. That's exactly right. Anyway, how do you feel about talking to your future husband about the engagement ring that he bought you that's really, really ugly? Is it okay to bring that up? Or do you just have a confession you want to get off your chest? Either way, tap in on the phone lines right now. 833-DANA-SHOW. One Confession continues with your calls right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's One Confession definitely has a lot of people calling in. It's the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. So we dropped this just a few minutes ago.
My friend has a huge issue. She hates her engagement ring. The thing is just ugly. There's no other way to put it. She needs to know, should she say something?
You can still call in and comment about that if you want. Maybe it happened to you. How did you tell your significant other that the engagement ring is ugly? Experts say you do have to acknowledge that you're not happy. But as you stated earlier, Anthony A., do it with love. And remember the thought that went into the purchase. Because your fiance is going to want you to be happy at the end of the day. Every man that was asked said, it might hurt me a little, but I would want my future wife to be happy. I don't want her to wear an ugly ring.
Yes.
So just approach this situation with caution.
Since we are getting things off our chest, just like this woman did, she said she had an ugly ring experience. I had a different experience this weekend when my wife decided she was going to post some thirst trap pictures on the internet. So I've been waiting for this time. I've been waiting until Wednesday to say this. Why did you post that? So, we're married. Why do you got to go show it off all your goods to everybody on the internet?
First of all, we are on a beach. So you act like I was in my house and I just decided to take a picture of a bikini or some bikini shot.
For those who were a little bewildered, thirst trap is a, what'd you say, maybe a sexy photo that a young lady or a lad may post up one time.
Well, let me tell you, my wife had no business doing that.
Whoa.
She had no reason to post that picture. That was just, that was like a, let me congratulate myself for looking good picture.
That's well, first dope. First of all, we paid a lot of money for this mini tummy tuck. Mama gotta show it off. Okay? Second of all, we're on a beach. You were working in Mexico. Let me show people the good time I'm having.
Okay, let me tell you. I'm very proud of you that you're in shape. I just don't need to share it with the world.
Why are you
see
jealous?
Me? I mean, if I had washboard abs, would I be posting that? Probably not. Actually, I probably would.
Yeah, exactly. That is not true.
Are you saying that automatically you think it bothers you because you think there's dogs in the comments?
Oh, in the comments.
Is that what it is against
90%
you?
Of the comments are women.
Okay, but if you go into Dana's DMs, it turns into a hot dog factory.
Yeah, but
people are just throwing it at her all the time.
Dog. I feel that. Because it's not really like you, Dana. It's not you or the lady who posts the thirst trap. It's the men that aggravate us other men.
Yes.
Because you know this guy, but you ain't got no business hollering at my girl. Don't be double tapping all that.
Well, first of all, they're not hollering. Just some men were liking it, but it was mainly women, don't lie. And the women were very concerned by your comment. You commented under my photo, why you gotta throw up thirst trap photos? And women were like, hey, women were actually coming to my defense because it's not a thirst trap photo.
Of course they would, because they would want to do that kind of thing to their man as well, because it's all about you and how you feel.
Oh, wait, so I'm doing it to you?
Yes, you did that to me.
No, I'm doing it for me. It's not about you. It's about me. This is my Instagram.
You're mine. Don't post my stuff up there.
I belong to no one. I am my own person. That's why you said you married me, because I'm a strong woman.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. But seriously, though, don't post that stuff. No, I'm like, I mean, I'm going to drop this one. I know I'm going to get in trouble. You're a mom. There's no reason.
Are you serious right now? So moms can't feel sexy? Moms can't feel good about themselves?
No, they can. Just not my wife. That's it.
That is such a weird thing to say. I think we're going to have to carry this into a topic. I think that might be one of the weirdest things you've ever said.
How is that weird?
How do you see me any differently? You didn't see me differently last night as a mom.
Right, dude? And you know, enough of automatic, all right? Any sexy moms out there without a baby daddy in the picture, holler at me. I'll appreciate all your thirst trap photos.
All right, so we're going to carry this topic into another day, because I think there's some self-esteem issues going on here. I really do. Let's talk about it. The men
in
your
life.
Got
way too much of it.
Anyway, all right. You still have time to tap in and get those in. 833-DANA-SHOW. And I don't think my picture was that bad.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm so sad to report that there's a woman who had to call off her wedding after allegedly her fiance fell in with a bad gang. He's also boozing, just drinking, out of control.
Boozing.
All right. And then they were on vacation together. Wasn't even paying attention to her, just partying. I also have to tell you that her fiance is a ghost. WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. Oh, God. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
Stop. I'm dead. I'm Anthony A. What's up, y'all?
All right. So listen to this woman, because she actually sat down to do an interview to talk about the problems she had with her fiance from the other side.
So now we've called the wedding off. It was going really well until we went on holiday, and that was about last May, and then he just completely changed.
The woman's name is Amethyst, and her fiancé ghost is Ray. And what Amethyst learned is that Ray obviously wasn't ready to settle down. She continues with this interview explaining what she thinks happened that forced him into this change.
So I think maybe he fell in with a bad crowd when we were on holiday. He just started becoming really inconsiderate. He'd disappear for long periods of time. When he did come back, he'd bring other spirits back to the house and they'd just stay around for days.
Hold up, did one of my exes die or something? That's what this sounds like right there. I swear, I've had the relationship she's talking about right now.
He just brings his ghost friends home every weekend and they're just drunk doing ghost things.
Living on the couch. Not paying any bills.
He never truly leaves because he's always there in spirit.
What an excuse, DJ Automatic. So she's asked, do you think Ray the ghost, your fiance, might be under the influence?
Yeah, I think maybe he started doing drugs and partying a bit much. Because, like, he used to come back, his spirits would stay for days at a time, and they'd be, like, crashing and banging, strange noises.
Just listening to this woman, imagine how annoying she is. She actually drove this ghost to boozing.
WTF story only here on the Dana Cortez Show. We'll be back with more in less than 5 minutes from right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Falling in love in fall can be so amazing. SOS, sick of single here on the Dana Cortez Show. With me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. And I'm so excited because Anthony A is sharing 4 date ideas for a first date, a second date, or maybe you're just trying to get your husband to take you out on one because he hasn't in over 2 years. Whatever.
We just went to Mexico.
That wasn't a date. We were working. You worked the entire time.
Ask any other woman if she wants to go to Mexico. And she'll consider it a date.
Like I said, these are fabulous things as a couple.
I take her to another country and she's like, we haven't been on a date.
That wasn't a date.
You went to work, dude. You went to work.
We worked for 4 hours.
Okay.
The rest of the time was sun and drinks and sex.
Woohoo!
And that's not a date. Anyway,
it's a date in my book.
Anthony A. SOS, falling in love in fall. Yeah. What's your first idea? And can I ask you something real quick? Can we go ahead. Do this alcohol free?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm not drinking. So, yeah, let's do it. I'm doing a little sober October. Let's do this.
That.
No, so good date ideas that are not just getting drinks and apps.
I like that. Okay. So what's the first idea?
Let's get a little spooky. This is the season. Let's go on a ghost tour.
I love that idea.
It's great. You ever
as a date? A first date?
Yes, automatically.
Yeah, dude. Like,
I love being scared.
Sightsee, see some spooky places.
You might get to hold her hand.
There you go.
Yeah,
you
know. She might get up close to you because she's scared.
And you know right away if she's a believer or not.
Yeah, and not only automatic, he's the one that's scared. He'd probably get close to me. Oh. What's number two?
Good old pumpkin painting.
Oh, I love this. I see that couples are doing this across the country. They're having safe events. They're having fun events where everybody gets together and you paint your pumpkin. You do a jack-o'-lantern together.
Are we so PC that we're not even carving pumpkins anymore? We're not cutting them up?
Cut them up. Yes. You paint and you carve. You do whatever.
Oh, no. I was just talking about painting outside. I'm not man enough to handle a knife and a carving kit automatic. But the way I dress it up is I say, hey, I don't want to carve because if we paint, it will last longer like our love.
Aww.
Look at that.
That's so sappy. Every woman loves this. Okay, so you say you have a couple more to share when we come back, right?
Yes. And the last one is so good, it accidentally got me into a relationship.
Oh! SOS Sick and Single continues next here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We are continuing our conversation. SOS Sicka single, Falling in Love Can Be Fun. These are first, second, or whatever date ideas. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. And if you just turn the radio on, Anthony just shared, first idea, a ghost tour. I thought that was incredibly smart.
So fun.
Yes. And I can just imagine holding hands and really getting close because you might be surrounded by paranormal activity.
Ooh,
it's exciting.
I like it. And also the ghost tour guide oftentimes leads the conversation, so you don't have to talk the whole time.
True.
You mean the guy that thinks he's Dracula and his favorite movie is Blade?
Yes, that guy Automatic. Number two, pumpkin painting. Not carving, painting, because as Anthony A. says, the pumpkin will last as long as our love.
So it means it's going to rot by November?
Hey, we're making it to Christmas.
All right. Anthony A., what are the final two falling in love, first, second, or third date ideas for fall?
All right, this one is actually kind of making a comeback, and I love to see it. What about a scary drive-in movie theater?
That sounds so amazing.
That's actually a good idea, but you drive a Fiat.
Hey, dude. Again, these are broad ideas. Don't worry about what I do. Yes,
imagine
I do.
Imagine trying to get down in a Fiat.
Last time I did, I broke my handle.
Take her car. Take Uber. All right. So drive-in scary movie. I actually think that is a great idea. I love scary movies, and I think most people do. So what's the final SOS falling in love can be fun date idea?
It's basically like all these ideas rolled into one great trip. Be ready because she's going to love it, and we're going to add an extra layer of cuteness in there. All right, how about you take your dog in costume to a pumpkin patch?
Automatic smiling on this one.
I smiled because I like the idea of taking the dog somewhere, but that's a lot of work to handle a woman and your dogs.
No, it's not. It's fun because you have something to talk about. You find out right away if you both love dogs. Okay, dog lovers are very compatible. And not only that, you're going to find out if he's the type of man who picks up his dog poop or leaves it for someone else to grab.
That is very important. Almost as important as whether he puts back his grocery cart or not.
And you'll find out if she likes to swing an episode in the corn maze, too. Y'all ever got down in a corn maze? It's not a Fiat, okay?
Don't start walking backwards, though, through it.
All right, we're posting the SOS Fall in Love first date, second date, third date ideas on our social media. Follow us on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. Instagram, same handle. We'll be right back with more coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I don't know whether to laugh or to cry about today's WTF story. A rapper who bragged about defrauding the government's unemployment program in a music video has been arrested on federal charges for defrauding the government's unemployment program.
Stupid.
WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
What a dummy. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
No, but listen, when he's rapping here, he says he's way smarter than everybody else. Check this out.
You got a sale of cocaine. I can defile a claim. Rats coming straight to the bank. I'm doing shit that you can't. I'm smarter, you ain't. EDD scale and it's telling you heard about. I be so happy to certify. Get on that laptop, I'm working out. Be 25 cleansing for a while.
I clearly heard him say he's smarter than us, but we're not in jail, sir. We're not the ones in prison right now. So Nuke Bizzle, he's 31-year-old rapper, was arrested after applying for more than $1.2 million in jobless benefits and using stolen identities in a scheme to fraudulently obtain unemployment insurance under coronavirus aid, relief, and economic securities. It's called the CARES Act.
Oh, my God. And then he rapped about it.
Stupid.
And then he made a video showing him how he did it. He even took a pound of weed and threw it out and said it was easier to get money this way now.
The Department of Justice says that during their investigation, they discovered at least 92 debit cards that had more than $1.2 million in cash loaded. He'd already spent $704,000. That's close to $2 million.
That's a fun 2 weeks right there of living life. Honestly, from a perspective of just searching for new rap content, I applaud him for thinking of something new to rap about.
He's going to have a lot of time to think about it. Hold on, let's hear another verse, and then I'll come back and tell you how much time Nuke Bizzle is facing.
I've been swiping for EDD. Go to the bank, get a stack at least. You look better than centipede. I made some red that I couldn't believe. 10 cards and 200 bun. I got a shot at the Donald Trump.
All right, so Nuke Bizzle has gone from Dior to detention. He's facing 22 years in federal prison.
Shout out Donald Trump, said the great Nuke Bizzle.
I got a shout out to Donald Trump.
With all that money, $1.9 million, that's the song you came up with? You should have hit up Kanye West, okay?
Laser you.
That's your WTF story. Back with more of the Dana Cortez Show coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, ladies, if you don't want to get married, that's all good. But if you do want to get married and he doesn't, it's a problem. The Dana Cortez Show is on. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Viral video of a woman marching into Target with her wedding dress on. She has her best friend with her as her witness and bridesmaid. And she's got the person who's going to officiate the wedding
as
well.
She's got her
pastor. Oh, listen to this. She's like, you marry me now or it's over.
Yeah, we're getting married right now or I'm leaving. I'm out. I'm done. Like, if you don't marry me this second, I brought the pastor. I brought Emily. She's my bridesmaid. Hi, guys. I'm just finally making him commit, you know? Like, we're getting married now or, like, it's over.
She got Emily, she got her person that's going to marry them, and she's got her man right in front of her. And he's working. He's stocking at that very moment
he's
at his
Target,
job at
right?
Target. Yeah, but she's done. She looks at people that are video, you know, taking video of it, and she's like, this is it. Either he's going to commit or it's over. I think she's fed up. He's probably been telling her that he wants to get married and has every excuse in the world. Well, there's no excuses when your girl shows up with a dress. And a best friend and a minister. Let's do it.
It was kind of frustrating to see this woman not understand my man's circumstances. Like, judging off that video alone, obviously he's a hardworking guy working towards providing a better future for her. So the party and the celebration of the actual marriage may not be in the scope right now.
Okay, let's just put it out there. This woman she's crazy.
She's crazy.
Yes, to show up to a Target in her wedding dress and bring her best friend along. Her best friend is just as crazy as she is because she went along with the idea. And whoever the minister or deacon or pastor was, he's just as crazy
he
as well.
He looks scared. He's in the corner.
Well, she probably scared him into doing it.
No, you know? Emily, her best friend Emily's like, let's go. Let's do this. She's there
she's
for her.
She's not a good best friend because that's an embarrassing moment.
Well, she's just charging up her good friend. She's been there for her friend because I think the little bride probably has a little friend homie in the friend zone right now. And he's like, hey, listen, before you marry this guy, he's never going to marry you anyway. Let's do this. So she went crazy to the point where she shows up to Target with a wedding dress on. I'm not going to marry you, you psycho.
In the aisle of home and office supplies?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Go give me some milk.
Yeah, dude. Speak now, forever hold your peace. I'm trying to give you some quinoa. Move out the way.
20 seconds and they're married. It's over. There's no excuse.
That's not a wedding.
That is a wedding. Anthony just said he's trying to save up for a wedding. You don't have to. It's done right there. You don't have to pay for anything. She's got the dress, the friend, and the minister. So what are you waiting for? Either commit or stop lying and saying you want to commit.
Freaking trying to get to lunch.
Or just back run. Run for the hills.
If they're engaged, why wouldn't he marry her right there?
Because they're at Target. He's at work. He's going to marry her for his break or what? I don't know.
Nobody wants to get married in khakis, you weirdo. And you're in a dress? Nasty?
I think that's a fun wedding. It actually sounds like a good time. All right, so here's the deal. There are actually 4 signs that a man is giving you that say he's never, ever, ever going to walk down that aisle. And trust me, I've walked down the aisle 3 times. I know the signs. I'll tell you what they are when we come back. Go watch this video now and comment below. @ Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You've heard this 100 times. There are no shortcuts in life, but I'm here to tell you there are if you can cheat your way through it.
What?
It's a WTF story on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, so Dana Simmons, who's a history professor, watched her son Lazar submit his answers to an online test, and then he got his test score immediately. So she said, look, as a teacher, I knew right away. There's nobody in real life grading that. There has to be some kind of computer system. Turns out her son, Lazar, figured out that his tests were being graded by an algorithm, and he was scamming the algorithm and getting a perfect grade every single time.
Oh, my. Yeah, how?
I don't want you to think, though, that the mom was really angry. She said, look, I'm happy that Lazar has learned how to game an educational algorithm. She said, that's a useful skill, but she also admits that his better grades don't reflect a better understanding of his course material. She worries that this could exploit inequalities between students, and I understand her concerns.
People that like understand algorithms and people who don't, I don't get it.
Well, somebody who might have a computer their entire life and somebody just got it. He's not getting his answers right. He just gaming the system.
Maybe he should focus on switching his major to computer science or something along those lines. It's not knocked that he hacked the system.
Well, have you ever cheated in school and gotten away with it?
I will say something like this got me through college Spanish. My teacher didn't know at the time about Google Translate, and I passed the entire class by doing Google Translate.
She never knew about it?
Never knew. It was all handwritten stuff. I don't know why she never gave me an oral test, but she didn't. And I actually passed with an A.
I wish I could say I cheated. I should have, or else maybe I would have passed college algebra. But the best cheating ingenuity I've ever witnessed was my friend Tillman Steven. And he would wear his hoop shorts to class day of test and then write the answers on his thigh. And then he would keep his shorts down, and when the professor turned around, he would just flip it and have everything there.
That would have never worked for me. My thighs are way too white. People would have been like, where's that light coming from?
Yeah, like, why does this fool got Eagles MC squared on his thigh?
All right, so have you ever gotten away with cheating in school? Share your story now at Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. That's going to do it for today's WTF story. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We've all been cheated on, or we've actually committed a cheating. But how can you find out if you're the side piece? I'm going to break that down right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Yes, sir. The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A., and my scum padre, sir, DJ Automatic. And what we're discussing today is actually our debate from earlier, which was kind of a reaction to a down in the DM that we ran earlier this week.
Yeah.
A girl found out that her man was actually seeing another woman, and then she also found out that he was still married. Which got us to talking about
how busy was that guy?
Oof, that guy was active, bro. Active. And I was really kind of disappointed in him because he got sloppy. All right, if you're going to be out there committing adultery, don't get unorganized, okay?
How about not commit adultery, period?
Some people are going to do it, dog.
Yeah, so it's going to happen.
If you're going to do it, don't get messy or you will get caught. But Automatic, have you ever been the side dude?
I have been the side dude. Ooh. Where I found out I was the side dude.
Now, were you emotionally invested into this woman or not?
I was not.
See, so it didn't really hurt you that
much, right?
It did
not hurt me at all.
Because the girl that we did the DM breakdown with, she was emotionally invested into that relationship.
Yes.
So I think I can understand her heartbreak. And think about it, dude. When you're the side dude and you're actually into the person, you get like double betrayal because you're left alone. You know, you got to sit there and think about it. Did I ruin a happy home? But
high and dry and heartache. That's all you get.
I'm sorry to be putting this pressure out there on people right now. But if you're curious, am I the side dude or side piece? Here's three things you should look out for. Number one, they avoid talking about the future.
Oh.
All right. Now, I've had some girls in rotation before. And once they start talking about plans 2 months out from now, don't do it. Don't do it. All right. Number two, you don't know her friends.
Oh,
or
she's
family.
Keeping you a secret.
Yes, exactly. Because she don't want
to. No girl wants to keep you a secret
at all. All right, trust your sketch meter is what I like to say. All right, if you feel a little sketchy going on, and she doesn't really talk about you, maybe she's only seeing you in the nighttime. Trust your instincts right there, bros. And the number one way to find out if you are the side dude or not, they never do mundane things with you.
What is that? What do you mean by
that? Like fold laundry
or
wash dishes. Everything you do when you're committing adultery is all about spicing it up. All right. So they're going to want to hit you to go out on a night out of town. They're going to want to hit you for maybe a 24-hour Airbnb trip. All right. So that can
happen. You're just making it sound fun, dude.
I'll leave you guys on this. Don't ever cheat on a person who folds your laundry or you're a real piece of, as a matter of fact, you're just a skid mark.
Hey guys, I'm Randy Rainbow, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show. Podcast. Love it.
Yerp.